Who touched me? Jesus said. It's a question the disciples found startling, perhaps even silly with all the people crowding around him. And surely it wasn't the first time he had been in a jostling crowd that made it difficult for him to move or preach or heal. To heal. That was what it was really all about. It was about the healing touch of Jesus. But of course, it was also about faith. The faith of Jairus, who came forward and threw himself at the feet of Jesus. And the faith of the woman, who was no less bold in touching him. An act that was forbidden to her in her condition, to say nothing of the custom prohibiting a woman from approaching a man she did not know. It almost seems as though Jesus can't resist that faith. And we see the same thing happening over and over again in the Gospels. Just a little bit of faith can move him to respond. In response to a cry for help, he reaches out and touches. And his touch not only brings healing, it brings life as well. Think of a dead 12-year-old in today's gospel. Think too of Peter's fevered mother-in-law. Think of the lepers, the blind men, the deaf man with a speech defect, the high priest's slave whose ear Peter had cut off. He not only touched others, he allowed them to touch him as well. The woman we heard about just now, the sick at Gennesaret, the crowds, the penitent woman who washed his feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. He even invited Thomas to touch his wounds. When Jesus asked, "Who touched me?" it was not spoken in anger or as a reproach. Rather, he wanted to see this person of faith, and he wanted to draw her even more to himself. It was because his own heart was so moved by the hurts and wounds of the world around him that he reached out with his touching hand, that he could respond to the needs of so many different people. His tears and his touch were as much a part of his saving presence, of his redeeming action, as his words and his prayers. Indeed, perhaps, as his dying on the cross. Could we ever imagine how expressive that touch must have been? The touch of God on our skin, consoling, comforting, strengthening. And so what about us? Have we felt the healing touch of Jesus in our lives? Or perhaps a more important question, how have we helped others to feel the healing touch of Christ in their lives? After all, isn't Jesus present in some mystical, mysterious, but real way in all of us? A couple of weeks ago, we celebrated the Feast of Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Christ. But Paul, as we know, insists that we are the body of Christ. Corpus Christi is our feast as well as it is a feast of the Lord. And it's not just when we do what Jesus asked us to do to the least of his brothers and sisters that we were doing it for him. It's any time we deal in any way with one another. The Christ in me reaches out to the Christ in you. And when that happens, there is healing and there is life. Well, for us at this moment, it seems to me that this passage challenges us to ask ourselves, what does it mean for me to bring the healing touch of Christ to others? How do we give new life to those who are dying in our world? Dying not just physically, but also emotionally, spiritually. Can we help them hear Jesus say to them what he said to the daughter of Jairus? I say to you, arise.